Hello, this is Ilya Vate, yes. And here with me is my friend Leo. Yay!
Hi!
Thank you for coming.
Of course.
And do you like it here? Do you like the setup?
I do.
Do you feel comfortable?
I do. I've never done one of these, so it's nice to see like what goes into it, like the process and everything. It's really cool.
Nice. I think the conversation is going to be so nice because you have a lot of experience.
I wouldn't say a lot, but...
I mean, you have experience.
Yes.
Between like cultures. You always...
Oh, yeah.
Influence yourself in Russian culture, and you're American, so I'm going to ask you a lot of questions.
Perfect. Hopefully, sounds yes, good to me.
Let's talk about that. So, I don't know what to start with, but let's start with... like what was the first ever like cultural differences that you noticed between like each other?
Was definitely the food. So like obviously with me being American, like my parents never really they cooked, but not so much. And so like a lot of the things that my partner would eat, especially like the fishes, I guess like not really cooked, more so salted or like even raw, I guess. It was kind of like, whoa, like I'm not used to this. And then like all of the vegetables, I mean, I do eat vegetables, but you guys have like a lot of vegetable salads and like peas and stuff. And it's just like a lot of things that I don't eat. So the food was something that I was like trying to immerse myself into. I mean, to this day, I still don't eat a lot of it because I'm just so picky. That's just me. But it was interesting to see like the differences between cultures and how you guys eat. And probably most of you guys are more skinny than us.
What do you think is more like healthy or?
Oh, for sure. It definitely is more healthy. You guys incorporate more vegetables, more like meats and stuff. Here in America, everything's like processed. Not everything, but a lot of things, especially if you buy it from the box, is like processed. So you just got to be careful. But no, yeah, definitely healthier.
What's your favorite Russian food right now?
So I don't eat a lot of them, but what are they? The little dumplings that have like the meat inside with the sour cream. I forget what they're called.
It's called, I think, pelmeni.
Yes. Oh my God. It's my favorite. I love it. Yeah. I tried, I think, the little pancakes, the blinchiki with, what are these fish eggs? Caviar. But caviar is like,
the red so caviar.
Salty. Yeah.
Yeah. Russians love caviar. Yeah.
No, I cannot eat that.
Did you have any like misconceptions about each other's cultures?
I guess the most obvious one would be that like Russians are like aggressive and mean. And so like when I met my partner and like being introduced into the friend group and everything, it was nice to see that like maybe obviously like I guess it's just them talking, but like you could see that it's like from a place of I guess more love and like joy as opposed to like screaming and shouting.
Like what do you mean like saying when you say like rude? What do you mean?
No, I didn't say rude. I said aggressive.
Not rude, like aggressive. You know what I mean?
I guess just how the language like itself is. Like it does sound like pretty harsh, but like you could be saying the nicest thing and it just sounds like that. That's just the way the language is, you know?
Did you learn how to recognize if the person is like aggressive or...
Yeah, look at the face. If the face is angry, then I know they're upset. But a lot of the times they're like just super excited and very passionate about what they're saying. So that's why it comes off like that. But yeah.
Nice. Wow. What about, do you remember you told me the story that... that was confusing for you, that someone told you something like about, remember the, on the...
Oh no, like I feel so bad for that. Yeah.
No, you don't need to tell the story. I mean, just, do you still think that the person was rude, like aggressive?
No, I think it was just obviously, you know, when you're like in a party environment and you've been like drinking or whatever, it's easy to misinterpret how something was like being expressed. And I think that's what happened with me. So the person was just trying to tell me something that like, obviously I did wrong, like just to correct it. And I just took it the wrong way, I guess, just because of how it was said, even though it was not said really in a mean way. Like when I thought about it after I was like after the party, I was like, oh, my God, like they were just telling me to do something that I did. You know, it's obviously like English is not the first language, so they may not know all of the words to say. So they say it the best that they can. So, yeah, I've learned to kind of take into account that and like stop being so defensive.
So, yeah, like do you get offended?
No, often? I wouldn't say offended. No, I don't get offended, no. I think just in that one instance, I was just like, whoa, like, why are they talking to me like that? But, like, it was not in a mean way. It was just obviously a misconception because I was influenced by alcohol.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Do you see like the cultural values regarding families? Like, what's the difference between American culture and Russian culture?
I feel like it's hard to say because a lot of you get like a lot of the Russians here, like, you know, most of their families still back in Russia. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's they create their own family based off of the people that they meet. So I can see it from that perspective, you know, based off of the people that they meet, how long they've been friends, how much they value each other. They're willing to like drop something, you know, in the split seconds to help their friends. So that is really nice to see. And I feel like in America here, we, depending, you know, what your background is and how you grew up, we have similar values.
What about the families? What about the friendship? Like, what's the difference between, like, if you have friends, like, you, let's say your friends from high school or whatever, from your childhood, and, like, our culture? Do you see a lot of Russian people, like, still communicate?
That, I don't know, because, you know, obviously, like, Russia's a huge country, and then, like, I feel like most of everybody, like, Russian that I know, at least down here, they all came from like different, like they never went to the same high school or anything. They're all from different parts of Russia. So I feel like it would be hard to say. I mean, for here at least, I feel like it's very rare that you maintain friendships after high school. Like even for myself counting, I think I could say that I genuinely probably have 3 or 4 from high school. And I used to have so many friends in high school, but it's like, you know, people grow, people find out what their interests are, what is their niche and like, you know, the company that they want to be surrounded with. So I don't know, I feel like in America, at least, it's probably a little bit harder to maintain those friendships and, like, move it to, like, a familial level where it's like, okay, we've been friends for so long, like, at this point, you're family. Even in college, like, I don't really have friends from college, so I don't know how it is in Russia. Like, maybe you can explain better, but here, it's I feel like it's hard to find genuine people, you know? Everybody needs something or wants something from someone, so.
Is it because of the country, or is it... Is it like American culture in general?
Is it just
Miami? Like, because it's always kind of a
Part. I can only kind of speak for Miami because this is where I grew up. I never lived anywhere else. I feel like in different parts of the country, at least where I've traveled, people do seem a lot more genuine. I don't know. Miami is just a bunch of different cultures, a bunch of different everything. Yes. So I feel like it's hard to find genuine people, you know, like people are always trying to like one up someone or like get ahead by like utilizing something that someone has, so it's hard to find, for me at least, genuine people down here.
Is it difficult for you to like find a new friend?
It depends on...
Is it difficult for you to find a Russian friend or like American friend, because you immerse yourself a lot in like inside Russian cultures?
I wouldn't say it's hard. It's just because, you know, like a friend, you know, I feel like anybody can be a friend, but it's like a friend, like someone that's like really close to you, that you feel like you can share everything with. Those are the kinds of friends that are hard to make. Like you can have a friend that's like, okay, like we can hang out every so often, every month and a half, every 2 months, you know, like that's a friend, but it's like you guys aren't like super close. And I guess those are the kind of friends that I'm more so talking about. Those are the friends that are hard to make. Yes. But and for myself, I feel like it's not hard to make friends, but I am shy, so like if I am gonna make friends, it's gonna take time for me to open up and like finally just start throwing myself out there to just being able to talk, like especially something like this. I'm just a very shy individual, but I get there.
Nice. What do you have a different approach to American person and Russian person, like to start conversation at least?
Nope, everything is the same, honestly. Like I've learned now that I'm just like, just whatever comes to my mind, say it, because I feel like to a lot of people, it's like, if you don't know them especially, it's hard to keep a conversation going. So that's why I'm just like, whenever I meet somebody, I'm like talking. And then like, if I feel like the conversation's dying, I'm like, okay, what's the first thing that pops into my mind? Just say it, just to keep it going. And then sometimes people will open up and say, you know, be more, I guess, susceptible to making a friend that way.
Like to be more straightforward and like an open-minded?
Yeah, like more open-minded to make friends. Like I said, I don't know, I feel like it's hard to make friends and everybody's like, shy, or like everybody already has their friend group, so it's like, okay, I already have my friends, so it's like, you know.
Okay, I understand. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is like I don't know how to ask. Like kind of how do they express their affection, like how do the Russians express and how American express their affection? Do you see the difference?
I don't know. I feel like that's like on a personal level. Because I mean, for at least from what I see, like Russians are pretty affectionate individuals. You know, like I said, for me, the whole being able to drop something in like a split second to do something, especially for your friend, like that's a way of affection for me, because it's, you care about this individual so deeply that it's like, okay, I need to make sure that you're okay, like in this particular moment. American, I feel like it just depends. Like, I'm an affectionate person, but not so much in public. It's usually like in the privacy of like the own home, because I'm just not a big like PDA person. I mean, like, no like shade to any people who are, that's fine, but I'm a little bit more private. That's why I'm shy. I'm a little bit more private, but you know, I mean, I'm pretty affectionate too. For me, showing affection is doing the smallest things, especially for a partner, like if they had a long day at work, like I don't know, making a meal for them or something like that. That's affectionate to me. That's,
yeah, there's no difference between cultures if you just wanna be nice and yeah, make exactly. some dinner after a long
at
day.
At that point, it comes down to the person. What kind of person are you?
That's true. That's not a cultural thing. Mm-hmm. That's I think that's a misconception sometimes. Like, oh, all Americans, you know, all Americans are not friendly, let's say.
Yeah.
Or like all Russians are rude or, you know, aggressive. That's just, you can maybe find, but you don't need to judge by one person.
Exactly.
The whole culture. Mm, exactly. What about, okay, let's talk about traditions and some holidays. So do you still if you have the person, like your partner is a different cultural person, so do you, what kind of holidays do you celebrate?
I feel like we rarely celebrate Russian like holidays. I mean, to a certain extent, like I know you guys celebrate Christmas, I think it's January 6th, right?
Or 14th. Yes, January 6th,
January and then 7th. The new year mm-hmm. might be the January 14th or something like this.
Like New Year's, the same thing.
The same thing. Oh, so it's just
December
the Christmas.
31st, January 1st.
Okay, yeah.
So just the Christmas.
So sometimes well. They'll do that like on a January 6th. But apart from that, I don't know many other like Russian holidays, to be honest. So I think it's more so we celebrate American holidays, probably because we're just in the country and like it's yes. easier, especially like if it's during the work week, because the people automatically get these days off. We do celebrate more American holidays than Russian, but there are some, I just can't remember the name because that's just me, I have such short-term memory, but there are holidays where like they'll just get together, they'll cook food and everybody would just kind of like sit with each other, and I think that's nice. It's very, they created their own family and I love that.
Do you think there is a difference between like actually celebrating the holidays, like let's say Americans are more, you know, home or private, or like Russians are more like go out and celebrate, or something different?
No, I feel like in a way they're both the same, because essentially these holidays are like, well, depending what it's celebrating, but essentially most of the times during these holidays you have family coming down, you know, from different parts of the country just to be with each other, to celebrate. I think these are the times, especially since in this country it's like the work week is 5 days and it's like hard to get PTO from like, you know, the jobs and align it up with everybody in your family or whatever. Those holidays are like the times you can really just spend time with each other and enjoy the company. So yeah.
Nice. What about the New Year's? I know like the Russians love New Year's and they don't celebrate Christmas most of the time, but Americans, they don't celebrate Christmas. They celebrate New Year's, but they, most of the time they celebrate Christmas and like, oh, Happy New Year. That's it. Let's go home.
Yeah. Like so I think it just kind of depends on the age group, I guess, because like, so for my, at my workplace, for example, most of the individuals that I work with, they're older, they have families. So like when they try to pick which holidays they want to work, they're typically picking to work New Year's and then have like Christmas off, since they're so close together. But I've noticed that the younger individuals are like kind of doing the opposite. So they're wanting New Year's off and are willing to work Christmas. So I think it just depends on like the age and like what your familial, you know, goals are. But I mean, I feel like it's pretty even mix. We do, at least myself, I can speak for, really love New Year's. I love Christmas too, because it's the time to be with family. But New Year's, I don't know, it's just so fun. You bring in the new year. You're like with everybody like that you want to be with. And it's just such a nice moment.
Nice New Year, new me.
Yes.
Did you see the difference maybe between generations? Like this, you saying that new generation trying to be more towards New Year's
instead of Christmas? For sure. Like, even with my family, like, my mom and dad, like, they just sit at home and they'll, like, send in our family group chat, like, Happy New Year's, but they're at home. And then, like, me and my cousins, like, I'll see on my cousins, like, stories that they're out doing something, and then I'm usually out with my partner doing something. So I feel like it's definitely depending on the generation. Or, like, maybe it's just, like, the age, you know, maybe as you get old, it's not as important. I don't know. Maybe it's individual, like, each person is different and what they really prefer, but at least for now, I prefer New Year.
Nice. Is it just because of, because you immerse yourself into Russian cultures, or you just, you think it's just a generational thing, or is it a new thing, like something new in the United States, like, oh, let's celebrate New Year's instead of Christmas?
Like, why I like it more?
Yes, like, why do you like it more right now?
I don't know. I just feel like...
Did you notice, like, everybody the same way, or just you?
At least from what I see, everybody, when the New Year is coming, everybody's, like, cheering and have big smiles, and everybody's laughing and so happy. And I think that's what makes it, like, worth it for me. Is I love when people are happy. I love when people are happy, when people are smiling, when people are having a good time. So if everybody's having a good time, then that's, like, great for me. And it's like a, like how you say, like, a boost of, like, those feel-good hormones. I love that. I think that's why I value it more. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Christmas too with my family, and I value it just as much. But I don't know, it's just different.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I love New Year's.
Yes.
I think it's for Russians, it's one of the most important. What about Thanksgiving? Is it more important than New Year's, do you think? Or like there's another one, the 4th of July or something like that?
So 4th of July... I feel like that's just a reason for people to get out and get drunk. But, I mean, still, it's a holiday for people to kind of get together. I know a lot of people, like, and especially in my family, like, that's a time that they get together. They'll, like, barbecue and, like, cook a bunch of food, and everybody just kind of sits, talks, catch up. Thanksgiving, kind of the same thing, but Thanksgiving, I feel like it's probably on the same level because that's just a little bit more toned down. Like, that's the time where it's you really just sit, you know, you talk to your family, your friends, or whatever, and just, like, be thankful that, you know, you're, how wherever you are in life, if you're happy, you know, successful, healthy, just be thankful for the things that you have. And yeah,
what is your favorite holiday till New Year's?
My favorite
oh, is it just
so I would say when I was younger it definitely was Christmas, but I feel like, you know, as you get older, I still love Christmas, don't get me wrong. I would probably say New Year's now though, but Christmas is a very, very close second. Because I just love the spirit of Christmas. I feel like it's a little bit harder down here because, you know, when you think of Christmas, you think of, like, snow and, like, building snowmen. And I would love that. But obviously, it doesn't snow in Miami. So if I want that, I would have to, like, travel out. But I still really do love Christmas a lot.
When do you give and receive presents? Do you do it for the Christmas or for the New Year's?
No, for Christmas. Yeah, here it's, I think you guys do for New Year's, right? In Russia.
Yes, we do that for New Year's. Yes.
Yeah, no, down in America it's for Christmas, on the 25th of December, which is really nice. But I haven't gotten presents in a while, which is fine. Because, you know, as you get older, it's like, I mean, I've gotten presents, but, like, I feel like as you get older, it's not so much the focal point. You know, as a kid, that's like, oh my God, presents. But, yes. Like, as you get older, you're like, okay, if I get some, great. If not, like, I'm fine.
Did you order anything for your, like... like, for me at least, when I was young, it was like, doesn't matter, like, yeah. Oh, there is a present. But now I kind of like, you know what I want? I want something.
Yeah.
I want, I don't know. I want a new, I don't know, new microphone.
Yeah.
Can you just give it to me? Do you do that? Or do you have that practice with your partner? Or, well, like, in general, with friends?
Yeah, so sometimes with friends, we'll do, like, a Secret Santa thing. With my partner, we try to get things for each other, but depends. Like, if we want something, we'll get it. If not, like, if it's never mentioned, I'll still try to do something small. But not all the time. It's like, because I'm like, oh, my God, what to get? It becomes a little hard.
Just to be a nice person, probably the same thing. Like, it's not about the culture. It's, look.
No, yeah, just to be, yeah. Just so that they have something, you know, to look forward to. Even if it's something small, it's something, you know, it's like, it shows that you thought about them.
Yes. What about, like, the Secret Santa? I don't know how to ask. Like, do you like the idea?
I do, because I feel like it's like, but I feel like Secret Santa has to be played with a close group of friends, because the people have to know each other. Otherwise, it's like, okay, what do I get this person? But I love the idea because it shows like, okay, like you don't know who's going to get you something. And then it's like, boom, when they give you the present or when you get the present, it's like, oh my God, like who got this for me? And depending what it is, I mean, obviously I'll be thankful for anything, but some people know you a little bit better so they can get you something more specific to you.
But this year we played Secret Santa. Did you like the present that you got?
I did. It was nice. It was a cologne.
Do you have any traditions that you use or maybe do? Which are Russians, and another thing that which are Americans?
Not really. I feel like we've kind of just merged everything. So I guess like if there is something that's more like, I guess, Russian, then we'll kind of just do that. Or like if there's something that's more American, we still kind of do it with our Russian friends. So I don't know. I feel like everything's just kind of blended. So there's like no like, okay, this is like, okay, the American way, this is the Russian way, it's just whatever, we just merged just, it. Just
nice.
Yeah.
Do you think, since we are Russians and we came here, do you think it's more difficult for us to become, like, let's say, Americans, or is it for you to immerse yourself into Russian culture?
I feel like it's probably easier for you guys to immerse yourself in American culture because I don't know, at least I've never been to Russia, so I cannot speak to it 100%, but you know, you guys have your different, you know, customs, different things that you value, the language, oof, it's hard. But yeah, I mean, essentially, at least from what I've experienced, I feel like the general, like, I guess appreciations are there. So for like family values and like, you know, friends and education, it's just culturally carried out differently, I guess. I don't know. That's hard. It's hard for me to speak on it because, you know, I don't know too much about Russian culture. So yeah.
Because for me, I think it looks easier because you kind of put yourself into the culture and it's easier to accustom to that. But I think it's maybe looks easier than it's in real life.
So in terms of that, like the only thing I could say culturally that like I've experienced is like the food, because you know they bring a lot of their foods to all of the events. But apart from that, I don't know. Like, you know, they all came here for some reason, so I don't know if they are just not like, you know, expressing the culture like so fully, and they're just, you know, holding back a little bit or what. But the only thing culturally that I can really really speak to is like the foods. So like in terms of like clothes that you might wear or like religious practices, you know, they're not so heavy in that, or at least just from what I see. Like I don't know about it. I know some of them do go to like church because they may be like, I think they're Jewish, some of them, so they'll go to church and things like that. But like my partner, he doesn't go to church, so it's hard to
do. You go to church?
I used to when I was younger. My grandma, I would go with my grandma, but I don't know, as I got older, it stopped. I mean, I think it is a good practice, and it's good to have that bond with, like, God or a greater being, like, whatever anybody believes. I think it is nice to have that bond, so it would be nice to get back into it, but at the moment, I do not.
Okay, do you think it's because you don't have any person to go with, or is it just you don't believe, or is it just because your partner doesn't believe?
No, so I do believe in a God. I don't know, I think nowadays it just becomes a little bit hard to do it. I mean, obviously, you know, if you really, really want to do it, you'll make time for it. But yes, like with working and like I'm also in school now, and then I'm a part of like a society to go to events, to network, to, you know, make connections. So it's like the time is so limited to like do things. So I do believe in a God, and eventually I probably will try to go back to a church, just have to find one. But yeah.
Are you going to be there by yourself, or you will try at least to like not pursue, just to say, do you want to go with me, something like that?
For my partner?
Yes.
I think he would go, to be honest. I think he would go to support. I don't think he's like super religious himself, but to support, I think he would go.
Nice. What kind of church would you go?
Christian, because that's what my family like practiced growing up. So Christianity.
Just Christian. Okay, nice.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Do you go to church?
I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I never believed, and I. Okay. I don't feel anything when I go there, but I sometimes, like once in a blue moon, I was like, oh, let me go, and I go. But, and another thing that there are no, like in Russia, it's really a cultural thing, and their churches are great and they're like huge and they're so pretty, and here there are no such churches.
I know.
So that's a little bit difficult, but I grew up listening to Whitney Houston and those church people, so gospel. Yes. So I love it. So I think I'd probably maybe go to see those scenes.
Nice.
So that's what I like. But it's not about the believing, it's just... I think if I go, it's not about believing, it's just... It's a nice environment and people, like, people communicate. It's one of the places to go and communicate and find new friends.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. I know it's a delicate topic, but I love it. I love to talk about that.
Yeah, it is.
Did you notice any differences, like, to in day-to-day life activities between, like, Russians and Americans? Like, let's say, for example, when I wake up, I pray, or I drink coffee.
Oh my God, yes, the coffee is a big one. At least for my partner, I know, like, that's the first thing. If he does not have the coffee, then the day cannot continue. I guess they value, too, like, a little, like, sleeping in more. Like, so when I first got with my partner, you know, I'd be waking up at, like, 7, 8 in the morning, and he wouldn't get up until, like, 11. I'm like, whoa. And I think, like, just being in the company, I've noticed that, like, unless it's, like, a work week or something, that they're typically sleeping in until about 11 or 12. I mean, I guess I've gotten to that point myself. But, yeah, at least it's speaking to my partner. Like, if the coffee is not the first thing starting the day, then the day cannot continue. It will be ruined.
Do you drink coffee?
I do, but not, like, daily. So I drink coffee when I need it. So, like, if I'm working my shifts, like, mine's are 12 hours. So if I'm working my 12-hour shifts, like, there's a point in the shift where I'm like, oh, my God, like, I'm tired. Like, I need the caffeine to, like, just boost me to get me through the last portion or whatever it is. But I'm not like, oh, my God, I have to wake up, have my coffee at noon, have my coffee at, like, 4. Like, I'm not so, like, coffee addicted.
Do you have any, like, routines in the morning? Yeah, like, you as a person?
Nope. Depends. All of my mornings are different. Typically, I'll just wake up. I don't usually eat breakfast, even though I know that they say it's the most important meal of the day. I try to get better with it, but I try to exercise first because I feel like that's when you'll have the best performance because you're just waking up, you're fresh. You haven't eaten anything, so you know you don't have these feelings of fullness that are going to like slow you down or like stop you from achieving your workout goals or whatever it is. So I do try to work out like first before like I do like anything else, and then kind of go from there, plan my day around that.
Nice. That's interesting. I don't think so. Coffee is a Russian cultural thing. I think it's something.
It was probably just him then.
That your partner just grabbed from other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any Russian customs or routines that you have adopted except food, like from that culture?
I don't know. I feel like no, honestly.
I'm making up later.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I don't know. Okay, so you tell me. So, like, what are some Russian customs or like that way I can say, okay, maybe yes or maybe no to it, but
yeah, something like that. Let's say, like we're talking about New Year's, like let's say, okay, yes, I celebrate New Year's instead of Christmas because I have a Russian partner, something like that. I think we kind of already talked about that, but maybe something else.
Nah, because I don't know. I feel like they're immersing themselves into the American culture so well that it's like.
Do you think they disguise their like Russian roots? Or it just it's like naturally happens?
I don't know. To a certain extent, I feel like they probably would, because I know Russia, at least from what I hear, can be like, you know, a little bit of a hard like country because of the president. But I don't know. I really can't say, honestly. I feel like maybe it's just happening because they've been here for a while. Like, I know most of them have already been here for like 5 or 6 years already. You know, by that point, you're, you know, pretty well immersed into a culture. So you probably adapt, you know, a good amount of their customs and things that they do. So that's probably what it is.
So what about you?
For like
adapting any cultural things except food. And
that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, I just cannot pinpoint to be like, oh, okay, like, this is what I've adopted from the Russian culture. You
I
know,
see. I
like
think it's more like about us immersing like into the American cultures, and we are not like kind of teaching.
Exactly. Like, it's not like you're trying to inform like other, you know, like Americans about, oh, this is, you know, how it's done in Russia. It's what we do in Russia. And so I think that's probably it, because you're like in this country already, that it's like, okay, like, you know, like, why are we going to, like, teach them the Russian ways? It's not like this country is going to, like, adopt the Russian customs and things like that. So maybe you just don't, like push it as hard.
Uh-huh. You know what I do, what I noticed? That I, like, Americans invite friends to their house. They, like, don't have anything to eat. Like, they do have, like, some chips, some snacks, you know, some drinks. But Russians, then they invite, they, like, put the food on the table. There are always like a lot of different types of dishes on the table, and different like tea, coffee, drinks, soda.
No, yeah, so that's definitely, yeah.
And that's what I do. That's what I like personally do when I invite American. I kind of I'm not expecting them to give me a lot of food, but I try to do it myself. I kind of trying to teach, like, see, if you come to my house, I'll give you some food.
Yeah.
The same thing, I'm not expecting to be there in your house, and you do the same for me. But kind of, that's what I'm trying to.
That's what you notice.
Like, I notice, yes. I'm not talking about noticing. I'm talking about that kind of, it's, I'm not expecting or assuming like the person is going to do something. I do what I want to do. Like, I want to show them. Yes, that's kind of. If I invite you, there's food on the table.
Yeah. No, yeah. So, yeah, that's definitely something. So, even in, like, when I used to go to parties with my friends, it's like, yes, usually in the group chat, it's like, all right, so the party starts at this time, bring a bottle, bring snacks. And it's so funny because I guess, like, maybe, at least from what I feel like it's more of, like, a, let's just everybody chip in, because, like, for one person to do that, like, it can get pretty pricey.
Yes.
So I think, at least from the American standpoint, that's why it's done. It's, like, better if everybody can, like, bring something. That way it's, like, okay, boom, like, we all have it. But I've noticed that's more of, like, the younger generation. Because, like, individuals who are, like, older, they do that. So they'll, like, you know, provide the snacks. They'll provide food or whatever, the drinks already at the party, and not tell people, oh, like, are you able to bring this? But I guess because, like, you know, younger individuals, I don't know if it's, like, maybe money is harder to come by. So it's easier if everybody can kind of contribute. That way it's like not one person trying to buy like whatever $800 in things for like people to just come. That's probably what it is.
Okay. Oh, nice. I have another question about the differences impact how you handle like disagreements and conflicts. That's a nice topic.
Yeah, that is. So at least from... like, I'm not a very confrontational person. So, like, if I'm, like, having an issue, I typically will keep it to myself and just, like, ignore the person. And they'll be like, what just happened? Like, why? So I have to, like, break out of this habit, because I feel like at least, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like at least, like, with a Russian culture, like, if there's an issue, they can, like, at least express it in the face and you guys can discuss. And, like, if it goes well and you can, you know, fix the problem, then great. And if not, then, you know, at least you tried and you addressed it. So conflict-wise, I definitely think my partner's better at addressing it, because, you know, he can, like, bring it up and say, okay, we need to talk about it. Whereas me, I'm a little bit more like, okay, whatever, I'd rather just, like, put it in the back of my mind and, like, just kind of let it go away on its own, which is not good, because, you know, sometimes things do not get resolved this way.
Is it just you, or is it just the whole? I know it's difficult to speak from like for all the culture
country, yeah,
but for the whole country. But yes, but just do you think it's more like a cultural thing, or is it just you?
No, I think that's just me, because I feel like when it comes to resolving conflict, that's definitely, it comes down to who the person is. So there are people who are a little bit more confrontational. So if there is a conflict, they can just be like, what's the problem? Like, tell me so we can fix it and move on. So I don't think it's more of a culture thing. I think it's just, it comes down to the type of individual that someone is and, you know, how they express their emotions.
Nice. For me, it's different. Sometimes I used to be the person who tells right away, and then I was like kind of disguising because I don't want to talk about that. And then again, so I think it also depends on the person. Then you feel like, oh, okay, with Leo, I can say him, like, okay, you know what, I didn't like something, like, we have to talk about it. But with someone else, I was like, you know, just let it go or something like
just
that.
Like, yeah, just let it fly under the rug.
Do you have any strategies how to understand each other?
No, I feel like we can understand each other pretty well, because thankfully, you know, his English is pretty good and he can understand almost all of it. So I feel like whenever we are, you know, expressing how we feel about something, it's fine. Like, there's no misunderstandings or like lost in translation or anything like that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything like that? How to say that? Did you learn anything about your own culture from a different perspective, from Russian friends or your partner? Did he tell you, oh, you know, you Americans do that? Do you have anything like that?
Probably a bunch. There's nothing that's coming like straight to my mind at this moment, but I know like one thing that I could say my partner sometimes he gets annoyed by is like, so in English, like there's like the one word can represent multiple, like have multiple meanings. And so I know sometimes that like gets frustrating for them, because they're like, oh, but I thought this meant this. I'm like, oh yeah, it means this, but like it can also mean that. And they're like, oh my God, why can't you just like have separate words for it? I'm like, I don't know, I didn't create the language.
Nice.
So I know that's something that like makes them crazy. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch, but it's just hard to think of everything on the spot.
But did it change your perspective on your culture, or is it just...
Not really. I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like American culture, like, at least to me, it stands out as, like, simple. Simple is best. Because, like, our language is very simple. Like, I don't know. No. I feel like, no. Okay.
Yay! I would like to ask you, what advice would you give to a person if that person is trying to immerse yourself into different cultures, or like to get into a relationship with a person with the different cultures?
I would definitely say be willing and open-minded to learn about that place. I mean, you know, especially if you're going to move to that place and stay there and live there, you know, obviously they have their customs and things, and it's like you're kind of going to that place. So it's you, like, you better learn like how they do things, because it would be the same vice versa. Like if that person were to go to, you know, your country, it would be expected that they learn your customs. Not necessarily that they have to, you know, do everything that you do, but like, you know, like something as simple as the language. Like you cannot expect somebody that's going from like, I don't know, friggin' Taiwan to go to Russia and then like have them expect everybody to learn Taiwan, you know? They went there, so they have to learn this language because this is the language of this country. So yeah, just be willing and open-minded to learn about that. And then especially if you have a partner that's coming from a different place, be willing and open-minded, especially if you get to meet their family as well, because their family, I'm sure, will value these customs like a lot. It's their culture, it's who they are.
Nice. Do you think it's like, what about the person that lives in the country that another person comes in? Does he need to learn about that culture? It's like, it's about you. Like, do you need to learn about Russian culture, or is more about them?
So in my case, I would say learning a little bit about Russian culture would be nice, because, you know, my partner is Russian, and then like a lot of our friends are from Russia or like Slavic speaking countries. So I think, you know, not to be like, oh my God, I have to learn so much about it, but at least to know, you know, a little something would be nice, because that is the culture of my partner.
Do you think that the relationship are stronger or going to be longer in a relationship with different cultures, especially like if it's what I'm trying to ask is that because of the language, sometimes you just don't talk about some things, like, because you know what, I don't want to talk about this because it's the English language is not that easy, and I don't want to talk about that, so we don't talk. Like, I've heard a lot of people who like live together and they speak different languages and they decided to speak English together, they don't even argue because, like,
it's just so hard to get the argument out.
Yes.
At least, so my partner's English is pretty good, so I feel like that's not the case for me. I mean, it may be for other people, but no, I mean, I don't think that that would be a barrier for us, like, understanding each other's culture.
Not about to understand the culture. What about the, like, to argue?
Oh, to argue? No, we can argue pretty well. Pretty well. But my partner, like, does not prefer really to argue. It's more to kind of resolve. So it's like, it doesn't have to be an argument, but like, okay, I'll state my case, you state your case. What can we come to a resolution? Like, how can we come to a resolution of this issue and move on?
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Yes.
I think that's an advice.
Arguing gets doughy.
that's not an advice for different cultures. That's advice for a relationship.
Yeah.
Just don't argue, but yes, say your point of view and listen to other person's of view and other person's point of view and kind of, yes, resolve.
Yeah, that's the best way.
That's nice.
Because if everybody's screaming, it's just screaming here, screaming there, and then essentially nobody hearing anything because you're just screaming, and it's like,
there's no point of screaming.
Yeah.
It's nice. What about you? Did you ever think about to move to a different country,
no,
to a different culture?
I think it's just not in my personality. I'm too shy for it. I get, like, really bad, like, anxiety if I'm in areas where I'm, like, uncomfortable. I don't know really, you know, like, what's the rules, you know, especially if it's also another language. So a lot of those things come into play. I don't think I could move to another, at least not by myself, to another country to live. But who knows, you know, maybe as I get older, it could change.
Oh, yes.
There's always room for growth. So
nice.
Yeah.
Do you want some tea?
I'm good. Thank you.
I know tea. Tea is, I'm trying to, I have a lot of like American friends and they're like, I always give them the tea to try, and they're like, oh, I don't drink tea.
Yeah.
But I try to do different types of tea. I try to do herbal tea, not black tea, green tea, white tea, and a lot of different kinds of tea. But sometimes it's nice, sometimes they're like, nice. But I noticed that they don't want to tell me that, oh, you know what, it's disgusting. Just, oh, thank you, but...
It's disgusting. I don't know. I'm just not a tea drinker. Like, the only tea I'll drink is matcha because, like, I have a sweet tooth and matcha is a little bit more on the sweet side, at least the one that I drink. But I don't know. For me, tea is just like, I don't know. Like, sometimes it's hard for me to catch the flavor. Like, the flavor is so faint. So I feel like I'm just kind of drinking, like, colored water.
I got you.
Unless you add, like, a lemon or, like, honey or something to it. But
lemon. Oh, I have to buy lemon. Nice. But like, tea is like a ceremony, it's like a tradition for me. So to have sometimes, like I told you before about the food, but sometimes if we don't have any food, like, we always give that person a tea.
Yeah.
Like, to talk about, like, not to be just drink water.
Yeah.
But to do some nice. And if we drink tea, we always eat some candies.
Like a delicacy, like a delicacy. Something, yeah.
So it's always with food. It's not about I think it's not about the tea, like the tea to drink tea. It's more like a tradition, like a ritual to drink tea and eat something nice.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, no, I've just never been a big tea drinker, but props to the people who are.
Well, I would like to say thank you so much for coming.
Of course. Thank you for having me. This was a nice experience. I've never done anything like it. So it's nice.
Trying to do things. Congratulations with your first experience.
Yay, cherry.
True pop, yes. Yes, I'm gonna post. I'm gonna put some. What are they saying?
Like subtitles or something.
Like some social media links, and if the person wants to add me, so yes, follow me. Yay! Well, thank you again.
Of course, thank you for having me.